Smelly Smile 90.4 FM app is another way that you can also engage with the conversation. Joining us from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr is Brigitte Mangale. Brigitte, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Vanita. Thank you very much for having me and good evening to the listeners.
We're talking around pro bono. You're part of the pro bono and human rights practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Can you share more on this, particularly in an industry that is still largely male dominated?
So we are headed by an incredibly passionate director, Jackie Cassette, who has pulled together a team of lawyers who are dedicated to providing pro bono work to those who are in desperate need of access to justice. We do that in one of three ways. We're fortunate enough to be able to be working on some very exciting matters. Our focus when running matters is that of public interest. Other than that, we provide and promote access to justice by running legal clinics in communities, as well as pursuing legal workshops as a means to empower people with legal knowledge such that they can understand, access, and enforce their rights.
When one talks about pro bono work, just to get an understanding of it, is it work offered by a particular legal firm free?
Correct. So what pro bono work means is that a lawyer will assist you with your legal case for free. And the way in which the lawyer determines whether or not you qualify for pro bono work is in the first instance a financial assessment. And for the listener's benefit, that financial assessment is the following. To qualify, you as an individual must earn less than 5,500 rand gross per month. And or live in a household that earns less than 6,000 rand per month, and or own immovable property that is valued at less than 300,000 rand.
Right.
So that is the first step to determine whether or not you are able to access these legal services for free. It is then up to the particular organization to determine the kind of matters that it will assist with. What CDH has taken, the approach that CDH has taken, is to assist in matters where there is a public interest. And what that means is that the outcome of the matter will have an effect that extends beyond the individual or the organization that we're assisting.
Okay, follow you. And why is it so important to provide this particular platform for people, for citizens?
You know, I really can't stress the importance of dedicating oneself as a lawyer to providing pro bono work. What that does is it takes a significant step toward the promotion of access to justice. We're fortunate enough to live in a country whose constitution is considered one of the best, if not the best in the world. And as a lawyer, when you dedicate yourself to providing pro bono work, what you're doing is allowing the people of this country access to the rights that they're entitled to in terms of our constitution.
What are the obstacles facing pro bono work?
I mean, there are many, but the major obstacle that comes to mind is that there simply aren't enough lawyers who are able to assist everyone who indeed does qualify for pro bono assistance. The need is so great that those lawyers who are dedicated to pro bono work exclusively simply just can't keep up. But that is why I'm so grateful to be working in a firm who recognizes that need and has responded to that need. And so what we do as the pro bono practice in CDH is that we facilitate ways in which the rest of our lawyers in the firm, notwithstanding that their area of practice is not pro bono, can offer their services up to provide really expert quality legal services to those in need, free of charge.
Smile 90.4 FM, Brigitte Mangale from CDH joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth, talking around the importance of pro bono work within South Africa. Brigitte, are you able to share some of the work that CDH has done which has had an impact on communities?
Right. So I'm currently running a land claim matter that we'll see a large group of community members who've lost their land in our apartheid era reclaim that land. We're also able to, we've been assisting members of the community who had difficulty claiming their UIF benefits by virtue of them being asylum seekers or refugees. It's an example of the kind of work that we do. Where it comes to community involvement. We focus on the legal clinics and the legal workshops, as I mentioned. We are particularly passionate about and excited about the workshops that we run, because it's not, to my mind, lawyers are in a position of privilege. If you have a law degree, that means you know a little bit more about the law than the everyday man. Mm. And if you are in that position, to my mind, it is your duty to help your fellow man by explaining the law to them and sharing your skills such that they are able to protect themselves by enforcing and accessing their rights.
Mm. How often are these clinics run?
So for the moment, we are in the works with partnering with an incredible organization called Ikhambela Bantu.
Okay.
And we are in the process of rolling out a second phase of clinics that will be run twice a month in the Khayelitsha area and will service a number of different areas.
It sounds like, as well, as you were speaking there, Brigitte, that there's also opportunities for organizations as well to contribute to the pro bono work.
Absolutely. So there's obviously ample opportunity for other law firms to dedicate not only a pro bono department to offering this pro bono work, but getting their other lawyers behind doing pro bono work that falls in their areas of expertise. Other organizations are welcome to contact firms like us and talk about how it is that we can collaborate. We certainly are always looking to find interesting ways in which we can partner with organizations, notwithstanding that they might not be in the legal field, but to find interesting ways in which we can do some good in the community and extend our skills.
Shifting the focus slightly, it is August. What are some of the biggest obstacles facing female lawyers today?
Again, many. but to my mind and in my experience, you know, there's this misconception that in order to be a good lawyer, you have to adopt what are typically masculine characteristics. So you need to be aggressive and you need to be abrasive. And that's simply just not true. In fact, it often doesn't serve your client very well to be aggressive and abrasive. When your client comes to you with legal difficulties, they're often overwhelmed, scared, and confused. And what you need to do that women are able to do very well is remain cool, calm, and collected, but determined. Women are able to overcome the most difficult circumstances. And it's that determination and that resilience that allows us to tirelessly pursue these matters on behalf of our clients.
What is the impact that the increasing diversity is having within the profession?
Diversity in that more women are...
Yes.
Yes. Well... We get things done.
Good.
We get it done. We get it done quickly. And we're inspired and passionate about what it is that we do.
Yeah. So clearly so many benefits that a female lawyer can bring not only to the profession, but also to pro bono work.
Absolutely. Without question. Mm.
Where can we find out more information around this? If anyone's interested possibly in following up and possibly accessing the services that you do provide,
great.
What is their first port of call?
Their first port of call, if they'd like to speak to a CEH lawyer, a member of our team about pro bono services, is to simply Google CDH.
Okay.
And you are able to contact me in the Cape Town office or a member of the team in the Johannesburg office. And insofar as we can't provide assistance with a particular issue, we certainly will do our best to point you in the right direction.
Brigitte Mangale from CDH, appreciate your time and for sharing some of the insights around pro bono work.
Thank you.